You can grow those thornless blackberries. You can order the plants from Hastings or most any of these well-established plant farms and get the blackberry, and they don't have any thorns, and they make wonderful, big, fine, juicy berries.
Are there any berries around here that are not good to eat, make you sick?
Well, yes, they would be that deer berry. There's small bushes that go up this way and they sucker out thick from the ground and they make long tags of purplish looking berries, you know, just in wads, and the leaves are mixed along with them, but they'll be pods that long. And I don't remember it. And now the pokeberry, that is called a poke salad or a pokeberry, they're not edible.
What about, is there a, you know, a kind of a tall bush that has a lot of real pretty pink and white flowers on it that blooms late in the spring?
Well, we have the elder that has the bloom. We have the alder that starts blooming the first thing. It has tags on it, you know, and you see the dust from the alder bushes blowing like the pollen from pine trees when it blooms.
Is there any kind of laurel around here?
Very little laurel in this country. Yeah, there's a lot of it in what we call the mountain laurel up in the northern part of the state, you know.
Yeah.
Well, up in around Sylacauga, those hills up in there, it's part of the Appalachian chain. It comes on down in there in Chihuahua. There's a lot of laurel in
there. Is that kind of like rhododendron?
Similar, but rhododendron is not, I don't think it's poison. Because they gather them as flowers, you know, just like honeysuckle and the mountain laurel. Of course, now if a cow eats that mountain laurel, we kill them.
Yeah. What do you call these trees? You see a lot of them around here. They're big and they have these big green leaves and these white waxy.
That's your magnolia.
Mm-hmm. Magnolia tree. What about some of the different types of snakes around here?
Well, we have the diamondback, rattlesnake, we have the cottonmouth moccasin, we have the highland copperbelly, and we have the water rattler, we have the quartz whip, the black snake, the green snake, the little garter snake, the reed snake, and very, very few coral.
Yeah.
Very few. Dr. Edge, when I got snake bit, I mentioned that we had a few coral. He said, well, I've never heard of any corals in this country. I said, yes, they are. They look kind of like the stinging snake. Right. It has red bands.
Yeah.
But they're not as wide. The coral will have a black band that will glisten just like a black flow shine shoe. Mm-hmm. And where he's red, he's so red until it glistens. Mm-hmm. And the bands go round and around. And they're very deadly. Mm-hmm. Very deadly. They're more so than the cottonmouth moccasin, but the rattlesnake and the moccasin are the most dreaded, particularly the moccasin. Now the rattlesnake will warn you, if you get too close to him, disturb him, he's going to start rattling unless it's a polyp. Now this rattlesnake polyp, some of them call them the female of the same species. They look pretty much alike, only the regular rattler is darker than the polyp.
Is there a king snake around here?
Yes, there's king snakes, and I never kill one. Mm-hmm. Because he'll attack any type of snake we've got in this country and kill it.
Right?
It's with himself. I know them from the others, and I never kill a king snake. I've seen some big ones, and as people just start to kill them, and I'd holler at them and stop them. I said, don't kill that snake. He's a friend to you, because he won't bite you. If he did, it wouldn't hurt you. But I says, he will kill your moccasins and your rattlesnakes as fast as he comes to them. I've seen that happen. Dad and I experienced that when I was about 12, 13 years old. And the king snake wasn't nearly as big as the moccasin, but he wadded around him and you could see his body just tightening more and more around that snake until he just choked him to death.